Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Nets downed the Hornets 101-91 behind Jarrett Allen's 22 points and 17 rebounds. Also, the 76ers topped the Knicks 109-104, and the Clippers rallied to knock off the Celtics in overtime 107-104. In men's college basketball, Yale defeated Siena in overtime 100-89, and Syracuse ripped Cornell 72-53. In women's college basketball, Boston University beat UAlbany 60-58. In the NHL, Artemi Panarin scored twice on power plays as the Rangers took down the Capitals 4-1. In NFL news, Jets running back Le'Veon Bell has criticized the league's drug testing policy, saying he's upset that he's been randomly selected 5 times this season to take tests for performance enhancers. He says he won't take a 6th test if selected to do so this season. In MLB news, veteran outfielder Gerardo Parra has agreed to a contract with the Yomiuri Giants of the Japanese Central League. Parra was a clubhouse catalyst for the World Series champion Nationals, hitting 250 with 8 home runs and 42 RBIs in 89 games. And the Yankees have given up on Jacoby Ellsbury, cutting the oft-injured outfielder with more than $26 million left in his 7-year, $153 million contract. Ellsbury has not played since 2017. New York also cut frequently injured first baseman Greg Bird and left-hander Nestor Cortez Jr. In NASCAR news, 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson says 2020 will be his final season of full-time racing. The winningest driver of his era, Johnson has 83 career victories. His latest win was in 2017. I'm Jesse King.